Here is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the lawyers in Washington. Let's throw the book at them. In the nation's courtroom, the FBI rings the bell on the biggest college admissions scandal to hit the nation. It's an epic sham and a costly bill from the School of Hard Knocks. Shocking details are sweeping the nation of a parent's payola scandal. Details on the grand scheme continue to surface. Parents spent upwards of $25 million in bribes, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in a multi-million dollar palm-greasing scheme. This rascally exchange of wealth, fame, and influence bought admissions to the country's most elite universities like Yale, Stanford, and UCLA. CNN reports 50 people have been indicted, including a nefarious A-list of Hollywood stars, CEOs, college coaches, and test administrators. All have been accused of participating in a game plan to cheat away through admissions. The ringleader, CEO William Ricksinger, founder of the for-profit college counseling outfit known as The Key. Singer claims he helped the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school. Singer says he's done this for 800 parents, from cheating on SAT and ACT tests to bribing college coaches with fake athletic credentials. Seems the test scores are in. Singer and his wealthy band of cheats get an A-plus in lawbreaking. Singer's next assignment? Up to 65 years in the slammer. Mail fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy, Photoshop, cheating. Talk about learning the hard way. Here we go. Next article. The growing union of concerned citizens are taking on climate change. Vox reports kids, farmers, fishermen, cities, and states, those most vulnerable to drought and rising seas, and leaders ignoring dire warnings from real scientists, are suing the fossil fuel industry and governments. As of today, 8 U.S. cities, 5 counties, and 1 state are suing some of the world's biggest fossil fuel companies for peddling toxic products tied to climate change while misleading the public about their dangers. For the love of Mother Earth, thank heavens this is one cause gaining ground, with residents from Canada, the Netherlands, and Ireland taking power brokers to court to demand more zealous policies to combat climate change. Keep up the good fight. In Hollywood, and the show must go on. I'll take beat cancer for 1,000, Alex. I'll take the power of positivity for 500, Trebek. Host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, a man of both class and courage, announced in a video to viewers that he has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Despite the low odds of survival, Alex kept a brave face for viewers, joking that his contract with Jeopardy won't expire for another 3 years. And he's back at it recording. What is You've Got This, Alex? And now, a word from our sponsor.
Roger, 290. Your 18th for takeoff.
If you've had enough of this, Republic Airlines thinks you deserve perks. That's why Republic flies to the major business destinations through uncongested airports. And that's one of our nicest perks.
We make you feel like flying.
Welcome back. In world news, straighten up and fly right. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 is being grounded worldwide. A safety debate broke out this week after the second deadly plane crash in 5 months. 2 Boeing 737 MAX 8s have crashed with no survivors. Listen, Raj will take the train for now, see? Thank you very much.
Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Yet there's no grounding America's love for air travel. Speaking of Boeing, in January, the pioneers of flight tested a prototype of a small pilotless flying vehicle, and they fully expect to launch it commercially in rural areas along fixed routes within the next 15 years. A decade after that, Muhlenberg predicts that we'll see cities like Cleveland with three-dimensional traffic patterns, featuring electric, autonomous flying vehicles ferrying people to dinner parties and the movies. Now that's what I call Tomorrowland.
Fly right.
Let's get up and stretch our legs with Bigsby's Beat of the Week. Today's number is All the Things You Are, performed by Mildred Bailey and featuring music by Jerome Kern with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. Raj chanced upon this rich romantic jazz standard on his favorite podcast, I've Heard That Song Before, by the Front Porch People. From the storytelling of the lyrics to the stunning harmonies, you too will adore this tune. Have a listen.
Someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.